7th. Ah, the weekend before Halloween. I'm sure we won't touch on that at all today. I'm Mike on the mic here again on a Saturday morning till 11 a.m. Thanks so much for tuning in. And got a great bunch of show stuff planned today. First hour is freeform requests, all kinds of things like that, and things that will come out of my mouth that I don't expect. That's always fun. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we have some in-studio guests here that we'll tell you more about that time. But as we usually do, we're going to get to know these guys and gals and hear some of their music, find out how they got into this crazy business of the music world, or the crazy music of the business world, or something like that. But look forward to that starting at 10 a.m. And what we do here on Saturday mornings is five song sets. And the first track is new, and I call it New Noise because that's how I roll. And since we've got some local artists today, I'm going to start with one. One of my favorites who has been here before, her name is Tori Silver. And Tori is quite an accomplished folk artist. And she's got a new record out called Pepper. And I'm excited to share this first single from this called Golden. So brand new local noise here from Tori at WMFO Medford.
A little more. Nothing bad, just everything is changing from before. And the golden face of God has been shining through us all along. And get me through tomorrow.
The world, yeah. We'll be right back. She'd shake it up. Was hard to make out. Now it's plain to see. I couldn't cook to save myself. Found my life a recipe. I never looked at her this way before, but now she's all I see. Allison started to happen. Allison started to happen. Allison started to happen.
Listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 9:23 in the morning. It's Mike here till 11 a.m. on the Saturday before Halloween. Just finished our first five-song set of the morning. And let me tell you what we played. And I say we in royal we, like I have more to me than me, which is ridiculous. Anyway, what's not ridiculous is the fifth song of the set, which is my favorite song of the set because it's something that I can feature. Maybe it's one of your requests. Ah, that's what it was. It was a request for our friend Eric Downing. Wanted to hear kind of a spooky one from Portishead back in 1997. Their self-titled album featured Half Day Closing. That one right there. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Glad I could find it for you. Just before that, some local luminaries and the Lemonheads. Huh? Alliteration. It's a Shame About Ray Expanded Edition. Features something that's remastered on there called Allison's Starting to Happen. A real quick song, but I always love that. Boston's Own Lemonheads. Pete Townsend, just before that. Way back in 1972, when I was alive and kicking. I was about 10. Anyway, it's not about me, is it? It's called Who Came First? I'm sure there's some little play on words there. Nothing is Everything, Let's See Action, a great version of that from Mr. Townsend. Just before that was a band called Thrice, single called Sea Change. I remember I played that a couple of months ago, loved it, and always like to sort of, I was going to say regurgitate. That's not a good word, is it? But regurgitate the ones I like. So that was Thrice and Sea Change. And, oh man. New Noise was local New Noise from Tori Silver. What an extremely talented, wonderful artist she is. Like I said, she's been here before. I talked to her about a week and a half ago. I said, please come back here. I just heard your new EP. It's called Pepper. She said, I know. It's my EP. That was called Golden. What a great track. I hope you were up early to hear that. Again, Tori Silver, T-O-R-Y Silver. The EP is Pepper, and that's Golden. Absolutely wonderful. And so is this. Brand New Noise, starting off the second set of the day by Miles Kane. This came out, I think, back in April, but I'm going to call it new because it's my show and I can. But it's a wonderful track. Doesn't remind me at all of anybody else. You know, no other band sounds like this one. I'm being very facetious. Very, very facetious. I think you'll see what I mean. A brand new Miles Kane called Killing the Joke at WMFO, Medford. Enjoy.
Mind, let you know I know better, but I forget what I've been saying lately. It was out of character. And I hope that you will not go on to hate me. Can we go back to how we were? Fragile hearts, and I find it hard to express myself when you're around. You're a good girl and you're smart. Yeah, you're going far. You don't ever need to put yourself down. Oh.
Don't mind if I get high. Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Second dream I had, you were
It's WMFO Medford. Hello. 9:45. It always happens. I mean,
I can't
look at the clock without it threatening to be the next
one. Your mind is leaving you, Mike.
I'm boring people. And I actually have an alter ego here. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. We're Mike Squared.
Mike Squared.
We weren't brought up square.
Yeah, I'm the squarest of them all.
We don't fit in round pegs.
The squarest of them all we are.
Hey, good morning there, Medford, Boston. How are we all doing this morning?
Medford, Boston, huh?
I want to thank Mike for hosting the our segment of Boston Women Rock.
Yeah, I meant to tell you. I changed my mind. No.
Okay, well, hey, there's a nice elevator. But anyways.
There's no elevator here.
We'll be coming up at the top of the hour. We have members of the Very and the Uranium Daughters, and they will be into talking about their different projects. They have their CDs here, and they'll be doing a little acoustic music and giving us a little background.
Yeah, we're going to... I told them I'm going to lean back in my chair with a corncob pipe and say, so tell me about your childhood.
Oh, no.
So that's pretty much what I'm going
to
do.
You always wanted to be a psychologist.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll get to you later. There's a lot to explore.
Hey, there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah. So, by the way, about the Very and about Uranium Daughters, if you guys haven't heard of them before, you want to stick around. These people really rock. Yeah. I mean, these are a couple great bands we want to introduce you to if you haven't had the pleasure of knowing them before.
And they're local.
They are local.
Yes.
All right, so let me tell you what... thanks, Mike. Let me tell you what I played in that last set, the fifth song of the set, my favorite song of the set, because I can feature something. It's kind of a lost track that I sort of found the other day. Los Lobos, great band. I always thought a great band.
Did you find it like walking down the street?
Yeah, I tripped over it.
Okay.
I said, oh, look, a bunch of wolves. Gates of Gold was that CD, Made to Break Your Heart. I know you guys know that. I knew it too, but I just haven't heard it in a long time. Nice to hear that. Just like the one before that, Joe Jackson, 1979's I'm the Man CD. That was the title track. I remember going to see Joe at when it used to be Great Woods.
I know.
And he doesn't like the audience being noisy.
Yeah.
He's very, very particular about that.
Does he use like an automatic weapon to
silence
them?
No, he'll like shush you from the screen.
Ooh.
Stage.
Yeah.
Wow. We stayed up to watch the Sox last night.
We're both elderly and sleep deprived right now.
I'm sleep deprived.
I don't even know what my name is backwards.
I wouldn't know that anyway. 1978 All Mod Con CD by The Jam brought us the song before that called It's Too Bad. Nice short poppy song from The Jam. Just before that, a band that I like a lot called Han, a disc of remixes that came out. The disc is called Warm on a Cold Night, which is my absolute favorite track of theirs, and I will get to playing that one of these days when it gets colder. But that was a remix of Treat You Right, really beautiful stuff from them, I think. And Miles Kane started off the set with New Noise, well, sort of New Noise, came out back in April, I think. Coup de Gras is the CD, Killing the Joke. From Mr. Kane.
Oh, instead of Killing Joke.
Instead of Killing Joke.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Are you religious at all?
Only when I have to be.
Yeah, well, this next band has Moses in it, but it's Moses with a Z, so it's not that Moses.
He's an advanced Moses.
He wasn't carrying anything down a mountain or
he's
anything.
He's a speedy Moses.
Moses and the Firstborn, actually, is the band.
Okay.
Yeah, a great song, although they say it's kind of sad. New Noise right now from Moses and the Firstborn. It's called Sad Supermarket Song.
Enjoy.
Like the Clash.
Yes.
Kind of, at WMFO. Medford.
Dream.
when I buy oatmeal at the store, because the radio is jamming. I feel the pain and buy some corn. Can
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. And I race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break. You convince me to put life aside. And if only for the sake of it, I could chill you out.